What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Congrats to all the grads out there across the area. I know that was a busy weekend, exciting weekend for a lot of people as well. We start, though, with the Royals, who unfortunately dropped 2 of 3 over the weekend to their cross-state rival St. Louis Cardinals. They are now on the road out west, taking on the Giants. 8:45 first pitch tonight. On 96.5 The Fan. That means Vern's On Deck show is at 7:30. It'll be Chris Bubich going up against Robbie Ray, who is 6-0 with a 3.04 ERA.
That's a way higher ERA than Chris Bubich.
Yeah, but he is 6-0. He is 6-0. The Giants 28-19 on the season. Royals 26-22.
Next up on What's Trending, Jack Caglione has officially been called up to Triple A Omaha after a, I'd say, pretty good start there in Double A. 322, 394 on base, 553 slug. Led the Texas League in RBI during his time. They also promoted Frank Mazzucato, yeah, the former first-round pick, from A-ball to Double-A, who had posted a sub-1.5 ERA in his 7 starts down there in Single-A up in the Quad Cities. So he'll move up to Northwest Arkansas. So a couple of promotions over the weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Cags in just a second. Elsewhere, PGA Championship over the weekend. Had to navigate some weather a little bit, but Scottie Scheffler was down a couple strokes heading into round 3 on Saturday, and then, yeah, he just cruised after that. He was actually only shot even round 4. It didn't matter. He won by 5 strokes. 11 under, Scottie Scheffler, the world's number 1 ranked golfer, got it done. Again, he's just ridiculous.
A year after he was arrested going into the PGA Championship.
Yeah. What do you see? Nike's ad?
Yeah.
Nike had an ad.
Best golfer in the world? Guilty or something.
Yeah. Best, awesome. Best player in the world? Guilty.
Love it.
Oh, damn, so that's good. A great ad.
So good.
Great ad. But still, he won in the most... You know, the only complaint I have about Scottie Scheffler, even though he's clearly the best golfer in the world, the most boring golfer in the world for best golfer in the world. Then you make it interesting, dude. I like the Phil Mickelsons. I like you to put it in the pine straw and make some, like, miraculous shot. He just fairway to green to putt to par.
I thought somebody had a really good comp. They said he's Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
That is a good
comp. The big fundamental, but for golf. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it does lead to a slightly boring game, I guess.
He's incredible, though. My goodness.
Next up on Watch Training, the NBA, the conference finals are set after the Thunder worked the Nuggets yesterday. That game wasn't ever close.
Nope.
For a game 7, you kind of get excited. You're like, ooh, are we finally going to get it? So it'll be Thunder and Timberwolves and Pacers and Knicks on the Eastern Conference side. Best news about this for the NBA playoffs for me is they'll either be a first-time champion or a 50-year drought will get ended. You get one of the two for an NBA Finals. What's not to like about that? The Thunder are the clear favorites right now, but a lot of the other highly thought of teams have already gotten knocked out, so I don't know what to handicap one way or the other. It's not like the Thunder got past the Nuggets with no problem the rest of the time. It did go 7 games.
Yeah, obviously the Knicks had a lot of momentum going into this next series against the Pacers. The Pacers, I don't think from a name recognition, excites anybody. We were talking in the bullpen before the show.
They're
playing really good basketball, and offensively they've been good, but I just think from a branding standpoint, the Indiana Pacers don't excite anybody.
No.
But what a bummer. We'll see.
Y'all
they don't.
Disrespectful.
They don't. It's just the truth. I'm not saying they're not a good team and that their offense actually isn't really exciting. But when you stack up New York Knicks, Indiana Pacers, Oklahoma City Thunder with SGA, and then you also have...
The Knicks are the most exciting because of New York.
Like Jalen Brunson is more exciting to watch than Tyrese Halliburton.
Of course.
By the way, it doesn't mean Halliburton's not a great player, but, you know.
Unfortunately.
I wish we went all heavy on a show bet when we talked about the Knicks and Celtics game. Oh my gosh.
Massacre.
-2.5 was the when we talked about it on Friday. Oh man, it wasn't even a sweat against the Celtics.
A dusting.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, the Eagles, as we said, agreed to a multi-year extension with Nick Sirianni. He's now got a ring. Of course he was getting an extension, as he should. He entered the season on the hot seat last year, and now he's got himself a nice new deal, and he's a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Lastly on What's Trending, Sesame Street's heading over to Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Is what I saw in the headline. Nice. And 90 hours of previous recorded content. As you guys remember, they were having to find a new home, all the HBO stuff or whatever went down. Mm. They're heading over to Netflix. Parents rejoice. My kids both loved, as most kids do, Sesame Street at one time or another. Now they're both into, like, creepy stuff, man. Whole different vibe.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Kids like, programming. I'll explain. I can explain later. Okay. We don't have to get into it. It's hard during What's Trending.
Yeah. That is what's trending, Sesame Street on the Netflix. Of course, it is a Monday, and it's the lunch hour. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. And on Mondays, our lunch partner is our friends over at 30 Hop here on Cody and Gold. Mondays, $5.99 classic burgers. $5.99 classic burgers. 30 Hop, your new go-to American bar, kitchen with bold flavors, local taps, their expansive patios, an unbeatable happy hour. They, of course, have the location in Lee's Summit and now open in Merriam at Grand Station, just down the street from us. We've had a chance to check that place out. It is just a really nice venue, very nice venue on a nice day. If you get out there later this weekend when some of this rain gets out of the area, you definitely want to check out the patio. They're a proud lunch partner here on Cody and Gold. Stop in for lunch, stay for a happy hour, 30hop.com, local beer, American Eats, big patio.
Going to be an awesome spot. Check it out. If you haven't, for whatever reason, check it out. Yeah, where you're going to be there. 30hop.com.
Classic burgers.
I mean, that's tough to beat lunch special-wise. $5.99 for a burger. That's tough to beat.
Meanwhile,
you know, our guy, you're
Jack
wearing the shirt.
Caglione is in AAA starting tomorrow. Yes. They're going to be out west in Salt Lake, but he gets to AAA. And now the path of him getting called up to the big leagues is real. Now, it's going to require him.
He's now one step
away. To dominate in AAA as well. And that still has to happen. Easier said than done. It's a leap in competition for sure. But for him to get called up to the big leagues this year, this is around the time I think he needed to get called up to AAA for the timeline to work out. To me, he is on a very quick timeline, even if he's a college player. This is still very quick as you can, I think, do it without rushing somebody. So let's see how he does in AAA. We know he just completely dominated the AA level, and it was time. And the Royals made that decision over the weekend, so he'll join Omaha on the road, and then the first chance to go see him in Omaha will actually be next weekend. So what is that, the 30th, I guess, May 30th or so in Omaha, which will be pretty cool. And we'll be all keeping an eye on that. Jack Watch will continue, but congrats to Cags. Also, as you said, Mazzucato got bumped up to AA. But this is now...
Run watch.
Now, like, real in terms of this year's timeline.
I would think that the minimum number of games you could put it at is the exact number of games he had spent in A-ball. And the reason why I say that versus sometimes guys spend gold less time in A or double or AAA than they did in AA is because I think that what happened with Caglione here is this was the earliest conceivable timeline. He so outperformed what they thought he might do to start AA and all the stuff that they were doing to try to temper the flames, right? Like, hey, be careful. He's a young hitter. He still strikes out. We want to see him against major league talent. Give it time. We're not in a rush. Is because they didn't think he'd hit like this. He's hitting like 400 his last 25 games down there. They didn't realize he was going to catch fire like this. That's why I think AAA is going to be the minimum number of games he just got here. So, like, the earliest we're talking is probably July.
Yeah, I think it's a month and a half at minimum stay in AAA. So there's no reason, even if he goes out there in the first 2 weeks, and I hope he does, and he destroys AAA for the first 2 weeks. That's a big if, but let's say he does that. You know, we don't need to be freaking out and saying he should be called up after 2 weeks in AAA. That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, look, I'll be interested. And if the offense keeps hitting like this, your fans are going to be saying that.
Well, what they should do, Cody, at this point, if he's getting bumped up to AAA and let him get his month and a half plus there at least, well, then this is where John Rave should be the move next weekend and make your decision on Hunter Renfroe. Like that's when it needs to happen. The guy's barely even playing. He was in the lineup yesterday. I understand Hunter Renfroe, to his credit, had a double. Good for him. But like, yeah. This is late enough in when we get to Memorial Day weekend, which is this coming weekend, by the way. So that was always kind of the target for potentially a move on a couple ends. That's the thing. If you're going to have Cags playing left or right field in AAA, this is where now it makes sense for them to make the other move at some point in the next week or so.
Yeah, John Rave when
Omaha's back home, they're in Salt Lake this week. When they're back home after this weekend, next week sure seems like the time to make a decision, frankly, on Hunter Renfroe and see if you can't get John Rave and his bat in the lineup. Not that he's going to be some savior, but you need any bit of incremental improvement based off of where the offense is.
I do think that, like, based on this, he's got to play full-time outfield, in my opinion. He knows how to play first base. We're good there.
Cags and AAA play full-time outfield.
Yeah, it's time for Caglione to play full-time outfield because his path still to the big leagues this year, next year, doesn't matter. When he gets up, it's the corner outfield. It's left or right field. It is not first base. Vinny is still cheap, under control, and can hit enough that they're not going to ever question whether or not that they can't hold on both at the same time. I'm not saying down the road or anything else in between. I can't really predict the future on that stuff. And, you know, he told us he's played it in high school and they've been practicing him in the outfield a lot longer than they've been playing him in the outfield. So all those things are still true. Like Nick Prado right now, that's probably I'm assuming he's the only guy playing first base down there for the most part. And then, the outfield's kind of a mess. It's a mix of is Velasquez or Tyler Gentry or MJ Melendez or Rave. And if Rave goes up and Renfroe gets DFA'd, there's room.
There's got to be another move coming, though, and that's where
they
wonder.
They just ate the 4.5 on Stratton.
I understand, but like that, am I needing another 4.5 to 5 on Renfroe here pretty soon? But that's where you mentioned all the outfield names, Cody. Gentry and Melendez and Rave and now Cags. Like, Cags will be playing every day. We know that, but. And maybe they just won't play, but Melendez is going to, when you send a guy down from the big leagues, I know fans are done, but the organization is not going to not have Melendez play every day in AAA. So Melendez and Cags are playing in the outfield every day. There's two guys that are playing in the outfield every day. So there's only one spot left for
and that's Rave because he's the biggest name prospect.
So that's where you wonder if there's a move coming in the next week or so for John Rave to be on the big league squad.
The math makes too much sense on it. The thing you got to be excited about is the obvious stuff, which is we'd said the perfect circumstance that had to happen just to see Caglione in a Royals uniform this year was that you needed the outfielders to not perform. We mentioned that. That was a part of the equation. So you're getting that, I guess, from that end. That's the unfortunate part. The rest is all positive. He'd only had 40 games, 50 games between Winter Ball or Arizona Fall League, not Winter Ball, Arizona Fall League and A-ball last year. It's only been a calendar year since he was playing in Florida. The only scenario in which he even had a chance to make the big leagues this year is if he raked. He's raking. He's doing everything they're asking him to do, which means he's got a real good chance of seeing him at this point this year. And I told you before, mid-July should be the target because by then you'll know. By mid-July, you make your decision on if he's a big league player this year or he's not. Because if he's not, then you got to make probably a heavier swing in the bat department at the trade deadline. And if he is, you can look for an ancillary bat to go along with Jack Caglione.
I doubt they have a firm date that they, I get what you're saying from have an idea of where you need to go external options. But when it comes to, I doubt they're sitting there saying, all right, July 15th for Cags. I think it is simple. He's going to have to dominate in AAA. And can he do that? And right now, everybody would say yes, of course, but we'll see. Can he do that? I hope that's the case, because if he does, then this year is very realistic. If he were to struggle for a bit in AAA, then we're having more of a spring training opening day next year conversation. But for a variety of reasons, you would love for him to click right away in AAA as well and not look overmatched or anything like that.
It's a good hitter's park.
Yeah, that's the one thing is like that. You know, when you think about the ballpark they're going to play in Omaha, now they're playing on the road this week, but in Omaha definitely sets up where you can have success. And if they're going to look at more of the underlying numbers than anything like that, it's not going to be as simple as just looking at his average and stuff like that. But does he continue to have against AAA competition? Good at bats. Is he striking out? Is he chasing? Is he hitting doubles as well as hitting the ball out of the park? That's all the same stuff they're looking for in AA. They're going to look for again in AAA against a different level of competition, a different league that he hasn't seen. And they haven't seen. So the adjustment thing, how does he adjust to the adjustment? All that's going to come into play again in AAA.
The hype's totally there now.
It's off the charts, Cody. It's off the charts.
It's a runaway train. it's the highest since Bobby. It's probably the highest non-Bobby category
top
since...
Top 10 prospect in all baseball.
Hosmer. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. He was a top 5 pick coming out of college. He was an all-world bat then. He has done nothing but support the fact that he was deserving of that at this time. And he's going to make the big leagues way younger than most people make the big leagues. I know we think of him as being like, what's taking so long? He's 22. Most guys don't make the big leagues at 22 years old. Noah Cameron, who made his debut this year, is like 25 or 6. Like the more common train is it takes you a few years, you earn your spot, or like you got to do the Frank Mazzucato route. Frank Mazzucato was a guy who was a first-round pick, highly thought of prospect. Now, he came out of high school, not out of college, but, you know, was he a college pitcher? I think he was a high school pitcher.
Mazzucato was high school, I believe.
So comes out of high school, and you think, well, I don't know, right? But Mazzucato had to spend a full year in A-ball, like started 19 games, got to be in A-ball again, and started 21 games. Got to be in A-ball again and started 12 and 9 and just never got out of it, Gold. He's been in A-ball since he was 19 years old. He's now 22 years old. He has pitched 69 games in A. He will now get to pitch in double A because this year it clicked. He's pitched 7 starts and has a 1.49 ERA. Will it last? Will he get to the bigs by the time he's 23, 24? Maybe. Maybe. Cags is already way ahead of schedule. And I bet you, I almost guarantee you, when we ask JJ Piccolo about this tomorrow, that if I say, is this faster than you thought Cags would get to AAA? I think the answer is undoubtedly yes. I think it's just faster than
maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, again, they never had a strong specific timeline. They never said by X date.
100 to 500 at bats.
A certain amount of at bats. You know, I think from the outside, we and in fans had said, all right, the Memorial Day weekend would be the time frame I would look at for him to get called up to AAA. Well, it's happening a week before. We're a week out of Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a week from today. And so he's going to be in Omaha. So then I don't think we're far off if he ends up hitting the way he potentially has hit in AA and he does that in AAA. Yeah, I think mid to late July is not a crazy potential, you know, benchmark target date for him. But you're not going to hear the Royals publicly say, oh, yeah, we think, you know, if it all goes well, you're not going to ever hear that publicly.
And they shouldn't.
No, that puts way too much pressure on the kid. That's crazy.
If he's hitting above 300 on July 8th, he's in the bigs. You're like,
he's
hitting 298 July 7th.
I just know.
Digging in with the bat. Like,
it's a good problem to have, right? And it's fun. But I just know it. If you were to get off to a really hot start in AAA, I'm just like, in 2.5 weeks, I need to act like 2.5 weeks in AAA that he's just should go to the big leagues. That's just not clear. First of all, the reason why I say that, clearly that's not how the organization is also going to handle it. He could hit 500 2 weeks in a AAA, okay, with 4 home runs, and it'd be amazing.
But he hits 500 a month, and
sure, but 2 weeks in, he could be hitting 500, and it doesn't mean that he's getting called up in a week.
No, absolutely not. When are you going to go watch him in Omaha?
I think I'm going to go the first weekend that he's in Omaha.
Oh, so you're going like
2 weeks.
Man, you're going
in
2 weeks?
I think Dusty and I were texting about it. I think we're going to go that first Omaha weekend. So the 30th, I think, 31st.
Man, you guys are getting up there early. Not risking it, huh?
It's not even that. Why not? Let's go there right away. Let's go there right away when he's at home.
You and Dusty going to share a hotel room again?
We haven't got the accommodations figured out, but yeah, or Airbnb it. But yeah, I think we're going to do Friday and Saturday, possibly.
A two-game set. You're going on a little vacation with Dusty.
Might. You guys should go. It's unofficial. It's a personal trip.
He's just going as a citizen, as somebody said earlier.
As a United States citizen, as a baseball fan.
It's a Storm Chasers,
It is a Storm Chasers, yeah.
Let's see. Let's check the old calendar. That's just like... No, that's my daughter's dance recital weekend.
Oh, that's a no-go.
Where is it,
dance recital weekend.
Is it here?
Yeah, here. Not in Omaha. very convenient.
That's why I asked. No. Just out of curiosity.
Her national contest is in Texas.
The following weekend works, the 30th, because if you go any later, then you start getting the overlap of College World Series, and all of a sudden it gets hotels and stuff become a problem up there.
Starts becoming kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
This is a personal trip. You know, make it very clear for anybody who might be listening in Odyssey Legal. This is in no way associated to Cody and Gold or Odyssey Incorporated. This is just Alex Gold going with Dusty Likens, two people who are on the street, going to Omaha together to watch Jack Caglione play baseball.
That's the plan. In a couple weeks, we'll be in Omaha.
That'd be fun, man.
That was something that we were joking around about regarding the names and stuff. Like, Springfield's the Cardinals. Like, you guys should have come up with a better name.
Yeah, like Storm Chasers. That's
Storm
a cool
Chasers
name.
Yeah.
Well, they used to be the Omaha Royals, and then they, I don't know how many years it's been at this point now, but it was the Omaha Royals.
Minor League Baseball does a very good job at finding its thing, and its thing is the crazy names and the jerseys.
Sure. You guys are going to miss it by 1 week.
El Paso Chihuahuas and all that other stuff.
June 7th is Runza Day, so they're in the Runza jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Does
Omaha have good cashew chicken? Do we know? Do we know?
I don't know what kind of food they're famous for, honestly. Omaha, let's see.
Yeah.
Other than the Runza.
I've been to Omaha. Dusty hasn't been to
Nebraska. Like
Dusty said he's never been to Nebraska. I've been to Omaha for the College World Series a couple times. So.
I've been to Omaha probably.
Now, the Royals AAA affiliate, though, reminder, does not play at the downtown ballpark, TD Ameritrade or whatever it's called, or Charles Schwab, whatever it is. They play outside about 20 minutes southwest of Omaha, I think.
You're going to be out
there also known for their
at a relatively similar time as the College World Series, actually.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going there a week before on purpose, yeah.
It is the origins. Oh, dude, perfect.
The what?
Origins of the cashew chicken? I got an origin sandwich here in Omaha.
Let me hear.
Origins of the Reuben sandwich.
Oh, really?
Reportedly came from Omaha.
Okay.
You would not like a Reuben.
I like it without the sauerkraut.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever it's called, Thousand Island or sauerkraut.
It's more like kraut. Yeah.
No, I love a corned beef sandwich. I just don't like the sauerkraut.
I guess that's what makes a Reuben a Reuben.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you said I wouldn't like it at all. I like everything else in it. Not the dressing part.
That's an important part.
I know.
A Reuben, I guess, is my argument. I would say you're just eating a different sandwich if you're eating it with that.
Someone
you're
says I should wait until KU gets to the College World Series, then go to Omaha. I'll be back up there if the Omaha Hawks becomes a thing, then I'll be there. Yeah, that's right. You like that, Drew? I knew Drew would like that. Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've been saying.
Someone says, heard they have great corn in Nebraska. No, I've been to Lincoln.
You and Dusty got a great
Reuben. I've been to Lincoln numerous times. I've been to Omaha numerous times for a variety of things.
I might have to try.
It's not a bad drive. It's 3 hours to Omaha.
I'm going to have to bounce around to different college football. So I've been to a K-State game. I'm going to have to try to bounce around.
Oh, you're trying to go up to Lincoln?
Well, I might have to do that. I'm going to see Missouri State maybe at some point.
Wait, you're going to go back to Missouri State after you broke into their stadium?
I didn't break into the stadium.
I don't know if I'm ever going back to Springfield. I'll be real. I don't think I'm ever going back.
You don't think you're ever going back for the rest of your life?
I'm never going back there.
What if your kid goes to Missouri State or something?
No, that's not happening.
Your future kid.
Not my kid.
You're fighting against your future kid going to Missouri State?
Never going back.
You're blocking them from Missouri, Kansas State, and Missouri State.
No, he didn't say that. He just said Missouri State specifically.
Well, I know.
He didn't eliminate out all schools. He just eliminated the city of Springfield. I had an awesome time. I don't know what your guys' beef is. But
oh, yeah, same. Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was great hanging out with Cags, watching them hit home runs.
God, what a moment.
It was.
Do you think he's going to hit another homer when you guys are there? That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I don't know.
That'd be pretty wild.
Are you guys lucky enough for that?
What are the dimensions of the AAA? That's where we're going to...
I have no idea.
Let's see where they're at.
I have. I'll let you do that research. Up next, I want to talk about some money that was handed out to an NFL quarterback. And I actually think it's a pretty good deal, despite what I think the narrative has been around this QB. Plus, we'll get to the random question of the day here on Cody and Gold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We'll get to the random question of the day in about 10 minutes or so. Cody's done working in about 28 minutes for the day.
Caught it early.
He's leaving at 1 o'clock.
I like my kids and I like to go see them do stuff.
So he'll be.
My daughter's in a living wax museum as Beyonce today. And if you hear that sentence out loud and don't think,
wow,
I'll be going to see that. I don't know.
Couldn't be me. Cody will be stepping out just a little early today, and then we'll be back full show to tomorrow. Just 1 hour early today. Drew and I will be talking. Who knows? Drew and I will probably mix in some college football or something in the 1 o'clock hour as well. You never know.
There's all these lists coming out now.
Get back into Drew's trip too. I want to talk about the beach and the ocean again, and the sharks that were right there in front of him multiple times throughout his trip. We'll get into that in just a bit. But when we got off the air on Friday, I don't know, 3 hours. So 5 o'clock or so on Friday, which was weird timing for a team to announce an extension, but the Niners did a extension with Brock Purdy. We knew this was going to happen this offseason. In fact, I think when Heist was in with us, we were talking about the 49ers, and I think we made the comment like, when are they getting this thing done? Little did we know 3 hours later, they were getting the deal done with Brock Purdy. But I think they did pretty well here. So you may be saying, hey, Brock Purdy, he's not the best quarterback. That's just, as we all know by now, I think, that's not how this game is played when it comes to giving franchise quarterbacks big-time deals. He gets a five-year, $265 million contract. Nobody thinks he's a top-five quarterback. The Niners don't think he's a top-five quarterback. This is just the nature of the game in the NFL. If you are a young, franchise-starting caliber quarterback, he's a top-half of the league quarterback, you're going to get paid. But I actually don't think this is a bad deal. I really don't. So the reason why I say that, from a per-year basis, he's still behind Tua, behind Trevor Lawrence, behind Jordan Love, behind Josh Allen, Burrow, and Prescott. And you might be saying, good.
That's where he should be behind.
That's where he should be. But normally, that's not how it happens.
Correct.
Normally, Brock Purdy would be making more than
all of
Tua,
them,
Lawrence, Love, Allen, Burrow. He's still making less. And in a weird way, last year, as bad of a year as it was for the Niners, because they had injuries all over the place, Brock Purdy's interceptions were up, his touchdowns were down. He saved them some money. There was conversations this time last year from reputable national reporters saying, oh, he's going to get $60+ million a year. He didn't have a great year. He gets $53 million, which is a big deal long term in the contract. Not that Brock Purdy is going to be upset about a five-year, $265 million deal, in which, by the way, he was making under $1 million a year his first 4 years.
He had a roommate in San Francisco for years.
Yeah, I actually think this is a pretty decent deal. But the question with the Niners is, you had your window. You went to one Super Bowl with Purdy. You went to one, obviously, with Garoppolo. You came up empty. Now, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, your job is tougher. You have an aging Christian McCaffrey who got hurt. Trent Williams isn't getting any younger. George Kittle, while he got an extension,
traded away one of your weapons.
You trade away Debo. Kittle's getting older. Like, you've got a new challenge. I'm not saying John Lynch and them can't do it, but if you thought it was difficult before, we're about to find out what they can do to navigate it. I don't know how they're favorites to win this division, Cody. They are. Right now at FanDuel, they are favorites. I think the Rams should be favorites.
I think the Rams probably should be. I view it more as in, they were the most injured team in the league statistically last year.
Yeah.
And I think Brock Purdy, this is more of a Kyle Shanahan stat. I think Kyle Shanahan will win with almost anyone, but because they were down and out last year, it looked that way. The key number is they stayed below 20% for his total cap hit versus what it is. He's relatively affordable. The biggest thing they had to give up, I think, in all of this is the full no trade clause. They're stuck. You're stuck with your boy Purdy for at least, I think, 3 years. No way out, no options. You can never get as good a return on him if for some reason you decide you don't want him anymore, but somebody else still does because he can Kirk Cousins his way out of town. He can say, I'm not going anywhere, that I don't want to go. Why wouldn't I just take the payout, choose a new payout somewhere else, and everything else in between? This is one of those. I think the reason why people don't like it is this is what I would consider one of the fringe contracts, which is if the organization had just decided, we're out, I wouldn't blame him. Because when you get stuck in quarterback mediocrity, the paying the Daniel Jones and below level, never pay. Just never pay.
Yeah,
I don't understand why people pay him. Yeah. I think you're a stupid organization if you do it. The Derek Carr, Brock Purdy triangle, everyone always pays him. But I think more teams should consider what it would look like if they didn't.
So let's play that out. What would you have done this offseason then? Because you needed to pay. So would you have tagged him? I would have
tagged him.
Okay.
He would have been on my roster for this year, and next year's killer quarterback class is my bag.
So then you would have traded him to somebody.
I might double tag him. I might trade him. He might be my starter for 2 years, but I just never give him the guaranteed deal. I'd never give him the no trade clause. We'd play out a couple of years together where you're a little pissed at me, but life is life.
So I don't completely disagree. Like, I think I agree with a good chunk of what you said. We've talked about this whole concept. Yeah. We've talked about plenty of times over the years. I think there's some real good logic behind that. I also think we have to remember, even if we don't believe he was the reason why, Cody, this is a guy that did start in a Super Bowl. Bowl. Teams just they don't walk on guys that do that. And I know we can go through the long list. Like, obviously, nobody's saying that, you know, go back even Trent Dilfer, who won one. Nobody thinks he was ever as good as some. That's not the point. But
they make it to a Super Bowl with you as a rookie quarterback.
He's under 28
in a rookie contract.
He's under 26, isn't he?
He's 26.
He's 26 or under 26. And you made it to the Super Bowl, those guys are getting paid, and those guys you
more
don't let walk. You just don't. We don't have to think that he's a top 10 quarterback for that to be the case. I also wonder, though, in fairness, if he has a healthy team around him this year, does he get back to... Because his numbers the year before were actually very good. Remember, he was in the MVP conversation for 12 weeks-ish, 2 years ago, I think it was, and then last year everything fell apart for the whole team. But so let's not act like he's never shown glimpses of being an elite quarterback. But I'm with you that I don't think he's anywhere near a bunch of the names we mentioned. I just think the Niners could have been in an even worse spot than they are. They got a deal done, and they're not. In 2 years from now, Brock Purdy's going to be making like the 13th to 15th, which is where he's at, maybe, kind of money.
He's not
per
the kind
year.
Of guy you're going to repay early if he just like blows up. And if he does,
right, you want to Super Bowl,
and you decide, who cares? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you repay him early, no one's exactly going to complain. And for him, how could you not? His rookie contract was 4 years for a total of $3.737
highway
million
robbery.
Dollars. He got a $77,000 signing bonus. Part of me, if I'm the 49ers, is like, I don't know, guys, is it all that big a deal if we overpay him a little bit now? We got him for peanuts. We paid him nothing.
By market standard, they didn't even overpay.
Nothing.
By market standard, no, they didn't overpay. Somebody else was going to pay him. Like, this is the going rate for a franchise quarterback under the age of 27.
I give him a lot of credit for getting the no-trade clause. I think we're going to see that in almost every quarterback deal. Rather than the fully guaranteed money, these quarterbacks are going to say, you're not getting rid of me so fast. Pay me, but also I get to choose, because what happens is you can get paid twice. Kirk Cousins taught them all a lesson. What happens is when you get the no-trade clause is they're like, hey, we'd like to trade you, and you're like, well, I don't want to go there. And if I do want to go there, they'll still pay me. So go ahead and just sign your check if you don't mind. Pay me to leave, and then I'll still go get the check from the other team. Doesn't hurt me. I can take minimum Russell Wilson, right? I can take league minimum from them, and I'm making the same amount of money either way this
year. Think about how...
Then my team has a better chance to win. They got a better chance to win. I got more teams to choose from, all of that stuff. I'd still be surprised if Brock Purdy's a lifetime 49er.
Yeah, someone says the 49ers literally walked on Jimmy Garoppolo. Again, he doesn't fit the under 27 category. I mean, that's
we're talking about. He was like 27 when he got traded.
Yeah, they walked. The point is that...
They also paid him once.
The point is that teams don't let franchise quarterbacks under the age of 27 walk if they're in that, and those that played in the Super Bowl. By the way, the 49ers let him walk after he was 31 years old. It's just not the same.
And they had already paid him a contract. That'd be the same as walking on Brock Purdy after this deal. Like, those to me are not comparable. They paid Jimmy Garoppolo, 5 years and $137 million. Yeah. He was the second highest paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
at the time they paid him. They didn't walk on anything. They walked after he was bad.
The point was never that teams don't walk on quarterbacks. The point is, if your quarterback is 27 or younger, if he's been to a Super Bowl and he's healthy, they get paid.
Yeah.
You don't walk on them. You just don't.
I will say the Super Bowl stuff complicates the decision-making internally. That's where, like I mentioned, like a Derek Carr level quarterback or some of these like middle of the road guys that kind of land in there is your decision gets complicated if you're winning divisions or going deep in the playoffs.
If the Vikings made it Sam Darnold, that'd have been, that'd have been a conversation.
If the Vikings had made the Super Bowl, they would have had a much more difficult decision. Also, Sam Darnold would have got paid a lot more money, but like, they had a much more difficult decision on what to do next.
Yeah, and Sam Darnold turns 28 in a month. You know, it's also a little bit different.
And they've watched him fail, and he's on the second
also
team already. And
had a complete outlier of a season of outlier. I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah.
Look, he won't be. Sam Darnold in Seattle this year will be interesting to watch because I don't think he'll be as good as he was in Minnesota where he had Jefferson and Addison with Kevin O'Connell. I also don't think he'll be what he was with the Jets, right? Like, how much is the drop off? And that's the big question for Sam Darnold and the Seahawks.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question of the day can be seen on video, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, live stream, all 4 hours every day. Try to interact with you over there as well. So just subscribe over on YouTube or Twitch. Pops to the top of your feed. Don't have to go searching for it. Best case scenario for all parties involved. Question today involved multiple conversations between my kids and other kids that I know this weekend. And then a realization I had last night when I was watching an episode of a TV show and a song played. And it immediately triggered a memory of a movie I hadn't seen in a long time. So I'll explain that in a minute. But the question I have for you is, how much did you like scary content when you were a kid versus how much you like it now? Both of my kids are into stuff called the Nightmare Critters. Or somebody on the text I mentioned earlier, this thing called Italian Brain Rot.
What?
It's just like a shark wear Nike. I don't get it, dude. I don't get it.
What?
My son is really into it right now. And he tries to have these conversations, and they all have crazy names.
Okay, Italian Brain Rot.
But I was realizing, so yesterday we were watching a show, and this song comes on. And I'm like, oh my God, that song immediately made me think of a movie that I watched multiple times as a kid called Sleepwalkers. Seriously, Dad, any of you have seen it? It's based off a Stephen King novel.
Yeah.
And it's like, at night, this guy turns into like a cat-like creature and sucks the soul out of people. And I watched this when I was probably 6 or 7. Then I realized, well, between the ages of like 6 and 10, I watched The Shining. I watched this one, Sleepwalkers. I mentioned The Langoliers not that long ago. I watched It. I watched a tremendous amount of, maybe Stephen King specific, but a tremendous amount of horror content when I was a kid. And now I watch almost none. So my curiosity is, are you more invested in it as a kid versus older? Or like, what's your split here? What's your interest in the, you know, that genre?
Yeah, still not that high, honestly. As a kid, I didn't really watch that often. Like, as a kid, I remember it was like The Sixth Sense was like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
like,
that was, oh no, you know? I watched way more stuff.
So I was never big into the scary movie stuff. I would say now, every once in a while, you'll get me to watch a thriller. That's like as close to that as I'll get.
Anything in the Peele family, like Us.
You'll
or
get me to watch a thriller. I like A Quiet Place. Like, oh, yeah, I've watched good. Those are I intense. Like those I mean, way back, it's probably been, I guess this was, I would have been, how old I would have been, 15 or 16. Remember The Village from M. Night Shyamalan? Yeah. That's a thriller. That's not a scary movie. That's more of a, so I would say I ventured closer to the thriller movies than the scary movies.
Like read Goosebumps?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Are you afraid Goosebumps. Of the dark
of
was
course.
Huge
yeah.
in the house? Because the text lines mentioned that over the 816.
Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark
and just
and
said
Goosebumps.
Like, they said it set them up for a lifetime of watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, it didn't stick, right?
Yeah.
I didn't continue to watch that content for the rest of time. But I was just realizing, like, you should pull up, I wish I had pulled up the trailer. I should have had you play it, Drew. The trailer, I made my wife watch the trailer for the Sleepwalkers movie last night. I'm like, why was I watching this? I was like 7 years old.
Am I allowed to play it?
Oh, dude, there's no way it's bad. If you can play it, Sleepwalkers trailer?
I mean, not.
Oh, yeah, like, it's
language-wise,
not,
I mean.
For the trailer? Trailers don't ever have any bad language, do they?
No, it's not language-related. Am I allowed to play it?
Oh, you mean legally?
Yes.
I don't see any reason we can't play a movie trailer. That's crazy. Who is copyright checking the 1992 Stephen King trailer for Sleepwalkers. It pulled up right on YouTube. It's like 2 minutes long. I don't know if we need the whole thing, but
I'll find it.
Golds, you got to watch the trailer later.
I did, I'll have to check it out.
Because like, it was so funny because I hadn't thought about that movie in so long. And this one, the same song that he plays anytime he's getting ready to, like, I don't know, eat these people's soul or whatever takes place in this movie.
The last horror movie, I would say, was like
time for
it.
A horror.
It was probably the last one. The new one.
I watched the
original.
Way too young.
No, the new one, I would say. But again, like I enjoyed it, but I don't go out of my way to go and watch that.
You said it's Sleepwalkers from 1992?
Yeah, that's the one. Are you getting ready to play us a little snippet?
Yeah.
It's going to sound so dated, dude. 1992.
Nobody really knows him.
Same voice guy.
Like his mother.
They did everything in the 90s.
Love with this girl, she looks. You don't know me, Tanya.
But I want to.
Behind their smile is a secret.
Hi. Come in, Tanya. I have something for you.
I don't know who you are, but I know you're not who you say you are.
You'd recognize some of the guys. This guy from Beetlejuice.
A hunger.
Does it have to be her?
And behind it all is the imagination of Stephen King.
Okay, that's enough for now. Uh-huh. You got. Well,
I'm scared just hearing. Scared.
I watched it, I was like seven. What are you going to monitor the content?
Yeah.
The extent of my thriller consumption is never been anything above Scooby-Doo. I'm dead serious. I hate Scooby.
That was it.
I hate scary movies. Like
I'm not a fan. I'm surprised you haven't seen any though.
No, because I refuse to see them.
Yeah.
I will not watch scary movies.
Dude, I know what you did last summer. The Ring. Even like in the teenagers, I watched so much more of that.
My wife had me watch it, and I wasn't like freaked out, but I was. I am
the new one or the old one.
The new one. The okay. Yeah.
You don't walk anywhere near sewers, storm drains, or anything ever again, is what you're saying.
Well, I've walked near sewers. I will say, anytime it does pop into my head, Pennywise is down there. You know,
what would you do if randomly? What would you have done if your first day back from vacation, Drew? If underneath where you're standing right now, if underneath we had someone dressed up as Pennywise,
hell no.
That was a random question. And while Drew was gone, serious. We had Pennywise pop up like just on this side of the glass.
Oh my gosh.
No.
You would scream. That would have been an epic prank, by the way. It right there, just slowly, slowly.
Now it's going to be out there. I was with sharks in the water while I was on vacation.
Yeah, we're going to get back into that at 1 o'clock.
I am terrified of clowns.
We have talked about the clown thing with him.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. That does not help.
That's still in the back of our mind.
If there was killer clowns from outer space, all those ones as a kid.
They don't even have to be like mean. Like they could be nice, like there to just. Uh-huh. If somebody dresses up as a clown and we're at like an event and somebody's in a clown.
So if you went to a rodeo.
I am going to avoid you. If you come this way, I'm going to go that way.
What if we weren't to like, we went to a PBR, you know, and they have the rodeo clowns or whatever, I think.
Yeah.
What would you like? You'd be scared of that?
I don't know if I'd be scared necessarily, but I would very much try to avoid it. Like I would intentionally, like, like if my seat happened to be close, I'd be a little uncomfortable. And then, if somebody gets close to me in a clown costume, I'm like, yeah, it's wraps. Sorry. I'm going to have to leave. Like,
I don't care
what's going on. I'm going to have to go.
I think I saw everything made by Stephen King for like 15 years.
If there was just like outside the front door at work and there was just seven people dressed up as clowns.
Hell no.
Drew.
I'm staying here. Or
is this where we give the address to the station and just see who shows up?
I'm getting very aggressive, and I'm like,
are you running straight towards them?
I'm gonna do my best to run through somebody to get to my car. Like
good to know. Red balloons, clown costume, we're good to go. Future event.
I mean, even like I'm scared of like scary movies so much.
They're also campy now. The ones I watched as a kid,
I don't.
Pet Cemetery, I imagine, seems really campy now. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it since I was.
If a preview comes up, like A Quiet Place, if it comes up on the TV,
that's a thriller.
I don't watch the preview. Like I keep my head down. I get my phone.
I've done that before.
Really don't like scary. Yeah,
you know, you're all like Quiet Place is intense, but I kind of liked it when I saw A Quiet Place. That was just a really good movie. There's the part in Quiet Place, there's no spoiler. You know what I'm talking about, Cody. The part where the pregnant woman, the wife, she's walking down the steps, and she's about to step on that nail or whatever it was. Oh my God. Just like the suspense of waiting for that to happen. And then she can't scream, remember? Like, she can't scream, so she's holding in the pain. Oh, that was awful. That was awful.
Whew. Let's just make Drew watch one horror movie a week, but only Stephen King from the 80s
no,
and 90s.
I don't need
so Cujo, Christine, Children of the Corn.
This is nothing against Stephen King, because he's obviously outstanding at what he does, and he's a great creator and a great storyteller.
I bet you liked Shawshank Redemption, didn't you? That's Stephen King.
We haven't even... Oh, we got to talk about this later on today.
Is it really?
Thinking of Shawshank, we have... Usually this show is up to date on its prison escape news.
Was there a prison escape?
In New Orleans. I haven't got the last count.
I saw this story.
I think there's still seven inmates that are unaccounted for. I haven't checked today. Maybe I'm off base. We haven't even talked about this. We had the one from a couple years ago, remember? Like the prisoner with the one deputy that escaped together. We had that chase thing going on for a couple... We got to get caught up on this New Orleans prison escape. And they escaped through like a... Behind a toilet.
Yeah. And then they write on the wall like too easy?
Too easy. Yes, yes.
That's bold. You can't be
escaping. They got help from the inside, they said, or they had at least given a tool or something. Anyway, maybe we'll have to do that today, if not tomorrow. I forgot all about that. I wanted to talk about that too.
Sorry, man. I didn't think about it.
Yeah, New Orleans prison escape.
Drew, it'll be fine.
That's right up this show's alley.
We'll start you off easy with Stephen King. We'll just give you like the non... the non-genre of
Redemption.
Like, we'll start with Shawshank or Stand By Me. Or Green Mile, right? Those are all him. We'll start you gentle.
Jordan Peele does a great job as well, but I ain't watching that. Sorry. Like Sinners. Heard fantastic things about
Sinners.
About the movie Sinners.
Sinners.
And a lot of people love it. Obviously, high score on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, I'm not watching. And I love Michael B. Jordan. He's awesome. I'm not watching that movie. I'm just going to avoid it. Like, there's things that you can avoid in life. And that is a genre of book, movie.
Fair enough.
That I am. TV show.
That is the random question
Other than
of the day.
Scooby-Doo, he says.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
Scooby-Doo is the pinnacle of thriller for me.
It says, Manhunt continues Monday for seven New Orleans jail escapees. The state launches statewide, you know.
Man, it's getting serious.
Search intensifies for seven escaped New Orleans inmates.
How far do you think they've gotten by now? What, it's been 3 days?
In this case, this is different than the other one where the deputy had, like, they had a deputy that, like, had a vehicle and they were able to get out of state. I'm convinced these people are still in New Orleans. They didn't, I don't think.
Very rarely do you get that far, you know?
I don't, one of the inmates they caught was just a couple blocks down the street underneath a car in a parking garage. Why was he being chased?
How long was he planning on laying there?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. Well, they had a head start. The story said that they broke out of this jail in New Orleans at like 1 a.m., and they didn't do a head count until 8:30. They said it was 8:30 in the morning. So they had a nice 7 hour head start. Yeah. Yeah, 7 hour head start on them.
Man, I wouldn't be laying under a car if I got a 7 hour head start.
Right, but
I want the search crew to be as far as possible. I'm trying to be 7 hours away.
Where's he going
to
go, though? I mean, if you don't have anybody to help you, where are you going to go?
Yeah. You have to rob a bank or something. Yeah. You just have to create more crimes you got to fund your escape. Or you got to have a family member.
Unfortunately,
a couple
of these people are, you know, a couple of these people are in for murder, so they're obviously very bad dudes. Yeah. I think they're within 20 minutes of where they were at before. I doubt they're in a different state or anything. Not in this case, because this is not the same as that other one.
Deep into the bayou. Nobody will talk.
I don't know.
Start learning how to speak Cajun, you know? Yeah.
Blend in.
I'm not sure, man.
I have to keep an eye on it. Yeah, we keep up to date on prison stuff on the show.
That's right up our show's alley. All right, you're out.
Yeah.
You're back tomorrow.
I got to
leave it early.
My daughter's got a thing at school.
Yeah, have fun with that.
So I'll be back tomorrow. Rest of the week will be normal for all of us, but I've got to leave 1 hour early today. That's it. That's not bad.
No.
I thought, I gave you guys the choice. I could either miss the entire show or
you're going to a wax museum.
My living wax museum for our kids at the school where my daughter is dressed up like Beyonce. Sequin, she wore like a jumpsuit with like sequins all over it. Feels appropriate for Beyonce.
All right, man. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, we'll do.
Good luck with all that. We'll see you tomorrow. Up next, though, 1 o'clock hour, I want to talk about the Chiefs schedule some more. The biggest games of the season, according to one publication. We'll find out how Drew almost ran into Sharks and who knows what else we'll get into, including the Jonathan India leadoff problem, or is it one? Next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.